Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and today I'm here with my guests Steve Hunt and Dick Reichman. We're going to talk about Cyrano's production of Superior Donuts. So one of you tell me why the donuts are superior.
Well, Dick, you named the shop. It's the play is about a guy who's his family opened the shop years and years ago. They're of Polish descent, and they originally were going to call it
Szybuszewski Pocksky. They were a Polish family.
Right. And they changed it.
It's called a Superior Donut. So it's the name of a donut shop in kind of a rundown uptown neighborhood.
Right. In Chicago, uptown Chicago.
And a rundown neighborhood. Uptown, but rundown?
Right. The neighborhood is called Uptown Chicago. And it is sort of a rundown neighborhood in the upper part of Chicago, upper northeast part of Chicago. Yeah. And in fact, we have some people on the show who are from Chicago, and they are really excited about being in the show, and they gave us some sort of background about what it's like to be in that area of Chicago, and they've provided a lot of Chicago costumes and paraphernalia for us, so it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Wonderful. So what's this play about, besides a donut shop?
There's a lot of holes in the plot, I suppose. Bad joke. Dick, you want to tell what the show's about? Oh.
You know, the play is a very simple story of human beings. It's a very old-fashioned kind of a play that is extremely well-written. An old guy runs a donut shop. He was a draft resister.
Evader.
During the Vietnam War, evader, and has always feared that he lacked courage. A young black boy comes to work for him, a teenager who is... And he relates to him, and it's interesting to see how this different generations, different races relate. And eventually they become friends, and it becomes necessary for the old guy to help this young black boy who's gotten in trouble with some gangsters from whom he's borrowed some money. And so the story of them dealing with their problems, his problems, the relationship between the two makes for a wonderful character study. And just a marvelous piece of very traditional theater writing.
Very
I love
well
it because
right.
it's just a great role. It's as an actor, what a pleasure to work with a good director and good other actors on a really very straight, very serious, very deep kind of a role. I'm just having a great time with it. It's a pleasure to play this guy.
What you're playing the
I play the old guy.
The
yeah.
old guy.
Yeah.
That owns the shop.
And the young boy is played by Kelly Williams Jr. Actually, there are two Kellys, Kelly Williams in the play. Senior is playing a cop, and Junior is playing the young boy. He's been on Cyrano stage before, but he's really shining in this role. This is he's a wonderful young actor. Tall, skinny, very handsome. He's 21 years old right now. What a great actor.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
He's great.
A career
yeah.
ahead of him.
Yeah. Yeah. The play was written by Tracy Letts, who is one of the most well-done playwrights around today in America. He has some Pulitzer Prize-winning play. I think it was Osage.
August Osage County,
yeah. right. Yeah. The play is really well-written. I want to just say something about what Dick mentioned. It's a mixture of comedy and drama. We had a preview night, and one of the things that I heard a lot of people in the audience talking about, in addition to the acting and the set design and so forth, was just how great a show it is, how well written. It's a nice mixture of comedy and humanness and seriousness. There's some serious things that happen in the play, but you never feel like you're distanced from the play. You're always right there with the characters. And I was going to say something to the actors I haven't mentioned to them, so if you're listening, listen up. One night in rehearsal, I suddenly had this feeling I'm the director of the show. I had this feeling come over me that I like all these characters. It was an odd sensation that I actually, there were even two heavies in the show. And I just like all the characters. They're really interesting people in the show.
Even the heavies are
even the heavies, yeah.
Are
yeah.
real.
Yeah, and it's not just liking the actors and their performances, which are marvelous. The actors are doing a wonderful job. There's something about even in the heavies I like. He portrays a sympathetic portrayal of these people in the situation.
They're real people.
They're
not,
real people, yeah. They're
not,
very
not,
real
not
people,
just
yeah.
Well, the playwright
bad people.
Himself is an actor, and actors are always operating on the principle that whatever character they play, if it's a realistic character, he's got to be a complete human being. And people like themselves. Everybody likes him. The worst villain in the world
likes himself.
Thinks he's okay, thinks he's as good a guy as he can be. And that's what the actor must play, is the person's perception of himself. And so this play is written from the point of view of an actor. I'm noticing as we're getting up, as we start to rehearse the play, hey, these lines are easy to say. The thought may be complex, but an actor wrote this. And it's interesting getting up in front of an audience, too, just the kind of writing it is. It's not Shakespeare. It's not poetry. I mean, it's not something that's going to – it's not Chekhov. It's not going to blow you away with its literary value. But you're up there saying these lines, and you feel them just working on the audience. You know, the moments of the play just happen. The thing is sort of moving around under you, the actor, and taking over the space. So it's marvelous.
Right, it is. And the language in the play is, although you say it's not Shakespeare, there is a musicality to the language, I think, find, that moves the play right along, and you get sort of taken in. You don't realize you're listening to crafted language because it seems so natural. But at the same time, there's some wonderful moments where there's a line written a certain way that's going to be guaranteed to get a laugh or guaranteed to get an awe. I hear oftentimes people in the audience, there's some moments in the play that are kind of moving, and the way the line is written and delivered and the way the actors are performing it will get a sympathetic sort of awe in the audience, which is amazing. It's always fun to hear that, especially when you have an audience there that's with the play. And, you know, rehearsing a play for so many weeks just with, you know, a couple of us in the audience, the director and the stage manager, you don't get that. But once the audience gets there, they are part of the play as well.
Well, I was just thinking that the first play I ever went to at Cyrano's was a play that took place in a bar. And I felt as if I was in that bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something I had never experienced before, that I was actually part. I mean, I was just, it was as if I was sitting at another table in the bar watching these two people fall in love. And this sounds like that kind of play, that I will feel I'm in the donut shop.
We do serve donuts, by the way, yeah. Before the show and intermission, there are donuts to have, yes, yeah, and coffee, and wine, of course. So you can have what kind of wine goes with your donut. I'm not sure. But
I'm not sure that donuts and wine is something I'd be interested in.
My character says he doesn't eat them so much.
Yeah. After being around donuts for so long, you don't eat them so much.
Yeah.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guests, Stephen Hunt and Dick Reichman. And they're talking about Cyrano's production of Superior Donuts, which sounds like a very wonderful play. Now, where were we?
You were asking about some of the other characters in the play. Well, there's Dick, who plays Arthur Shibashevsky, the owner of the donut shop. There's the young man who comes in and gets the job, Kelly Williams, who plays Franco Wicks.
Yeah. Franco Wicks.
And then there are a couple of cops who are around the area. There's actually a kind of a love story in the play, too. There's Jill Sauerwein plays Randy Austin, who is a cop. And then Kelly's father, Kelly Lee Williams, who people might have seen in the Wellfat Follies recently. He plays another cop who also comes on in a Star Trek uniform at one point because he's a big Star Trek fan. And then the two heavies, Don Gomes plays Luther, who's a heavy, and Dave Flavin plays another sort of his muscle. And then we have the next door neighbor, Tom Jacobs plays Max Tarasov, who is a Russian who's come over to open up a DVD store. And there's a wonderful relationship between Arthur and Max. And then another character named Kirill, who was a young nephew of Max, who's come over from Russia to help renovate the DVD store. So you get a whole cross-cut picture of the neighborhood in that area, from the people next door to the cops to the local heavies. And you really have a nice portrayal of the people around that part of Chicago.
Mostly men, though.
There's one more woman I forgot to mention. Her name is Lady, and she's a homeless woman wonderfully portrayed by Jane Baird. And so there are two women in the show, and then the rest are men.
It's a wonderfully written part. Jane Baird's part is this homeless woman who comes in and says nonsensical, almost mentally disabled things that turn out to be the real poetry of the play. She stumbles upon this poetry in her dementia. It's wonderful.
Yes, she is. Yes. And the set also was designed by Brian Saylor, and he did a wonderful job recreating a donut shop, even using some tile and donut cases and so forth. So I think people will really like the set.
That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. This sounds like a wonderful play. I'm really excited.
Well, he won a Pulitzer Prize for the play that he wrote before this, and I really can see why. August Osage County, and this play was produced afterwards and hit Broadway. I wasn't aware of it at the time, but this is a major playwright, Tracy Letts. Mm-hmm. He's really, really good.
And if I might add one more thing, he does something in this play that I've rarely seen. He has a major, I won't give anything away, I hope, a major fight scene in the play, but it's not performed by people you might think would perform a fight scene. Ooh. So I'll let that hang.
Okay, very, very good, because we are running out of time, although I'm going to ask you to stay and help me read the calendar.
Sure.
So that it won't all be in one voice. But first of all, I want to thank you for coming, Steve Hunt and Dick Reichman, to talk about Cyrano's production of Superior Donuts, currently running at Cyrano's, with the usual Thursday through Sunday schedule.
That's right, Thursday through Saturday at 7 o'clock, Sunday at 3, through March 18th.
Very good. Thanks very much. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Anchorage Opera's production of Verdi's Macbeth continues with performances tonight at 8 and Sunday at 4. This is terrific. I'm going a second time. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
This weekend, you can see The Three Little Pigs in a version that you've never imagined, courtesy of TBA at APU's Grand Hall. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. For info, call 677-PLAY or go to the TBA Theater website.
It's the last weekend to see Playboy of the Western World, presented by the University of Alaska Anchorage Department of Theater and Dance on their main stage. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Up in Wasilla, it's also the last weekend to see the Valley Performing Arts production of 12 Angry Jurors. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Cyrano's production of Superior Donuts will run through March 18th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.